music of Vladimir 518 has been a staple of the Czech hip-hop scene since it started in the early 90s. Now he's taken his music to a unique performance called Spam that uses cutting-edge video arts to honor architect Karl Prager. Prager was the mind behind some of the most marveled at and most despised structures in Prague, including the National Theatre's New Scene building, where the show was held. At the beginning of a wide-ranging interview, I asked him why he had chosen the controversial designer as the theme for his latest production.
Because my opinion is different. I like these buildings. I was one of them. I really hated this kind of architecture from the time, like 60s, 70s, 80s. But slowly I realized that it's different. It's the movement all around the world was like this, you know. It was expressive way of architecture of the time. Like Archigram at England, also Metabolist at Japanese. So this kind of buildings in Czech are just reaction at these movements at the world, you know. So I think that he's not communist architect like people think. He's different.
But you're primarily a hip-hop artist and you're involved in other kinds of artistic endeavors. Are you also a fan of architecture?
Yeah, of course, because when I was 15 or 16, I started to make graffiti, and you have to walk on the streets and watch the graffiti of other writers, and I start also watched architecture at this time, because it's somehow similar. So at this time, I really hated all these kind of buildings from 60s and 70s, but slowly I realized that I like them. So.
Is that kind of why a graffiti artist gets into graffiti, as a kind of protest against architecture, at least in the case of the Czech Republic?
Yeah, it's possible, but not mainly, because, you know, we start just shortly after the revolution, and the city was absolutely grey, you know, full of dust, no colors. So graffiti looks like some message from Mars, you know, or something like that.
So when I first came to Prague and the city was covered in graffiti, Then you were one of the ones making that.
Yeah, I was the king of these days. But I quit it, you know, because it's too hard to do it, you know.
What's the philosophy behind putting graffiti all over Prague other than bringing some color?
Communication, you know. The most important stuff in graffiti is communication with the other writers and developing the styles of the letters. It's the best and I love it.
Is the community here big?
Yeah, it's quite big, because we felt strong influence of Berlin, and Berlin scene is the biggest on the world, even bigger than London or New York. So yeah, Prague, I think it's biggest in Eastern Europe.
Hip-hop, Czech hip-hop sounds like a kind of oxymoron, Like it just doesn't sit together somehow. It's hard for me as an American particularly, it's hard to imagine like what it could be like if I didn't know.
Yeah.
Where does it come from, or how is it unique?
I think that good rap is just mirror to the society and all the problems of society. So we made our own version of hip-hop.
But how is it unique from American hip-hop, or how do you feel like it's different in some way, or is it
in some way.
Is it copying?
I don't think so. Some guys are copying what they can see at USA, but I don't know. I think that we are trying to really speak and make just what we feel, and it's different than USA rappers can feel, because we are not so rich and we can't earn so much money from it, you know. So it's not about the money, for example, you know.
But the philosophy behind it kind of comes from this, you know, very hard ghetto life of American cities.
Yeah.
Like, do you think Czechs can really relate to that in some way? If so, how?
I think it's same with graffiti, you know. In Iraq, there is also some kind of graffiti.
In ancient Rome, there was graffiti.
Yeah, of course. So it's different all the time at any place. The form is somehow same, but the content is different, because at Iraq they write some political ideas at the walls. At Czech we are writing our names, but the style, how it looks and how the writers think, it's different than London or Los Angeles, you know. It's always different. So it's something like virus, I think, and the virus can get new face at new place, you know.
you've been involved in hip-hop since the early 90s, I believe.
Yeah,
you're among the first people in the Czech Republic to really start working with it. How has it changed? I'm sure it's changed, absolutely. I mean,
absolutely.
How can you describe what it looked like in the early 90s and what it looks like today?
You know, I start at 94 with graffiti and 97 with rapping. And absolutely, when I can compare these days and today, it's absolutely different because at these days, hip-hop scene was really underground, just few people, like 100 people involved just, and concerts were at squats and underground clubs just for few people. And the scene was slowly growing, and now it's maybe part of the mainstream, you know, somehow. But also the scene is more colorful, that you can find underground projects, alternative projects, really artistic projects, and then you can find classic hip-hop stuff and commercial stuff. So it's bigger, you know.
Can you make a living off of it?
Yeah. I am doing just my stuff, you know, my art. And it's not just the hip-hop, but hip-hop is the main stuff in my life.
Before I came to Prague, my impression of Prague was a city of classical music.
Yeah, it was your opinion at this time, I think, that's changed, isn't it?
Well, by seeing this show tonight, I'm starting to see all of the things that it can be as well. But do you have any relationship to classical music or traditional Czech music, or where do your musical interests spread?
I listen to all kind of music, also classical music, and Czech classical music is great, I think. Like Dvořák or Janáček and others. When I was 14 or 15, I was metalhead, you know. And then it changed slowly into listening hip-hop, but I also like contemporary experimental electronic music, classical music, jazz and funky, anything, good music. I am not listening the styles of the music, but the music, you know, good music.
Why Vladimir 518?
Yeah, it came from the classical names of graffiti writers at the very beginning of graffiti at New York, you know. First writer was Taki 183. He was the first, absolutely, you know. And the others, like the first generation, always had the name and some number of the street or the house, you know. So 518 is number of the house. And it's just for me to keep the energy of the of my beginnings, and it's graffiti, you know, and street and doing pieces at the street.
So do you still grab a spray can in the middle of the night and go out and do some graffiti?
Sometimes. I can't say that I am active writer, but sometimes I'm doing some graffiti.